This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الأولين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الآخرين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We all have a promise made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the tongue of His Messenger, the Sunnah al-Sahiha. Imam Muslim compiled the hadith, hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, that when you sit in the house of Allah, ما جلس قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله. When we convene in one of the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah, ويتدارسونه فيما بينهم, and studying the ayat of the book, explaining it, reflecting upon it, we receive four things. First of all, as-sakina. And as-sakina is a state of the heart, ya ikhwa, the feeling of tranquility and serenity. Al-amn wa tuma'nina, ya'ni. Al-ladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bidhikrillah. And this is an important piece, you know, people out there go take medication to feel this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to us through His revelation, through the Qur'an. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would descend upon us. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. There are angels actually who are very interested in such a gathering. They actually come and based on another hadith, لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ طَوَّافُونَ. They will encircle us and they will pile up. And at the end of the setting, they will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, informing Him of what we used to say and what we used to do. And imagine this, this is the best of them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention us in the gathering of the angels. فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَنْ يَكْتُبْ لَنَا هَذِهِ الْأَرْبَعَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يجعلنا من أهلها. We ask Allah that we belong to those people. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts sincerity in what we say and what we do in the open or in secret. We chose tonight to talk about Surah Al-Mulk. A chapter called Al-Mulk, or a chapter called Tabarak. It's actually called Surah Tabarak. And it is the first chapter in Juz 29. We know the Quran is divided into 30 Juz. And this is Juz 29. And Surah Al-Mulk or Surah Tabarak is the first chapter in that Juz. But always, ya ikhwa, this is just for the sake of education. Before you sit in front of someone who explains the Quran like myself, or pretends that he explains the Quran, there is an important question that you must ask me and others. Don't just sit in front of everybody who claims that he explains the Quran. There is something called Manahij al-Mufassirin. Manahij al-Mufassirin. The methodologies of those who make tafsir of the Quran. What is your manhaj? What kind of manhaj you're following? Do you just go after the Arabic language? You see what the words in Arabic means, and it seems like this has been the trend recently. You will find young brothers holding the Quran and reciting the verse and telling you the meanings of it based on the linguistic. They don't realize that there was a context for this verse when it was revealed. We understand that the Quran, and this is one of the particulars of the Quran, which is different from all the previous books, when it was revealed in 23 years. Not all at once, like the Torah. Not all at once, like the Gospel. And normally, an incident or something that would happen would trigger the revelation. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Maktoum, for example, coming to him and wanting to learn something from him, and he tells him, not now. Then Abasa wa tawalla comes down. So, you need to be able to debate the meanings of these verses based on that criteria. We go back to the theme here, which is the when you ask an individual, what is your manhaj? What is your methodology? You will find people who would explain the Arabic language based on the Arabic language. And a very famous scholar that, quite frankly, I learn a lot from him. And he's one of the dear mashayikh to my heart. Don't misunderstand me. Sheikh Al-Sha'rawi is a very known. But again, his manhaj is al-lugha. He focuses on the Arabic language. There is also the Sufi, mystic Sufi explanation of the Quran. This is a very dangerous explanation. Their manhaj is the hidden meanings. They tell you that there is an apparent meaning and there is a hidden meaning. Only those who are khawas al-khawas, the special people, the people who reach that stage of certainty, can tell you the hidden meaning, not anybody. And this is a very dangerous trend. There is metaphorical explanation. This is what is meant. And Shia al-Rawafid also took the same approach, that the word does not mean what it means. Like, yani, for example, just to let you know how they end up manipulating the text. مرج البحرين يلتقيان. This is a verse in Surah what? What chapter is this? أي سورة هذه؟ الرحمن. مرج البحرين يلتقيان. يقول لك البحران علي وفاطمة. He made the two seas meet together, the salt and the water. This is obvious. They tell you what is meant by the two seas here, Ali and Fatima. بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. Look at the second one. يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان. اللؤلؤ والمرجان will come out of those two seas. اللؤلؤ هو الحسين والمرجان هو الحسن. طبعا, that's a very sophisticated tafsir, quite frankly unaccepted, because we know when we look at a word in our revelation, al-asl, by default, you must absorb the apparent meaning before you go into a hidden meaning. And you only go into a hidden meaning with an evidence provided by the one who revealed the words. You can't make up your own hidden meanings. فالتفسير tons of tafsir out there, and that's why you got to be careful. You can't just say, oh, I read that book of tafsir and this is what this verse reads. To get to the point, ya ikhwa, you must ask the individual, what is your manhaj? What is your methodology of tafsir? And normally that person should disclose this to you. A lot of people do not do this. Only few would do this. That listen, this is what I follow in explaining the Quran and the verses, ayatullah. But if they don't, we can do istiqra. You can read out. You can. A lot of these people that I given as an example, they never tell you that. But if you go into their tafsir, you will find out what they're doing. And if the person is not learned, he will fall into their traps. Insha'Allah, I will disclose the methodology on which I will share with you the meanings of some of the meanings of Surah Al-Mulk or Surah Tabarak. But another question that you should ask the person who explains the Quran, what is your mu'taqad? What is your belief system once it comes to the names and the attributes of Allah in particular? That's very important. Again, listen, wallahi, I learn a lot from Sheikh Sha'rawi. I love him. But Ash'ari al-Aqidah fil Asma' wa Sifat. Ash'ari al-Aqidah. Yani Ash'ari al-Aqidah, he only affirms seven attributes for Allah. The rest of the attributes, he would take its meaning to a hidden meaning. اللي هو بسموه التأويل. Go back and listen to him explaining يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. The hand of Allah is above their hand. And hear what Sheikh Sha'rawi is going to say. He's not going to say Allah has a hand. ما هو المنهج في الأسماء والصفات, we believe that Allah has a hand. ما هو منهج الصحابة, the companions, the second and third best generations of Muslims, they believe that Allah has a hand. But here it is. We don't liken the hand of Allah to the created beings. لا نشبه. لا نمثل. I don't tell you the hand is like, I don't do that. I don't do this. But you affirm the attribute. Because it's in the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهَ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Now Sheikh Sha'rawi will say, the meaning of that here, the strength of Allah is above their strength. He's not going to say Allah has a hand. No, we believe Allah has a hand, but a hand in a way that suits His Majesty. That's how we come out of the area of resembling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His created beings. Again, ya ikhwa, we need to think good about people. الأشاعرة والأشعرية, when they do this, they are afraid to liken Allah to the created. And this is absolutely the wrong approach. Because you're going to end up negating something in the Quran and in the Sunnah. There is tremendous text about صفات الذات, the attributes of the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صفات الأفعال, even صفات الأفعال. يقول لك, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. And your Lord came. This is in the Day of Judgment. They don't tell you that Allah comes in a way that suits His Majesty. They tell you the command of Allah came. When the last third of the night is here, Allah descends into the lower earth, the lower heaven. Sahih? We read that hadith, right? They don't say Allah descends. They say the mercy of Allah descends. So they do something called ta'wil. They take the apparent meaning to another meaning that they make up in order not to say Allah does these things. In order not to say that Allah has these things. But الصحابة والتابعين اللي هو المنهج السلف, we call them السلف. If you don't like the word السلف, the first three brave generations, we call them القرون الثلاثة الأولى الفاضلة. The generation of the صحابة. The second best generation, the third best generation. About whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of the ummah is my generation, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. We call those salaf. You don't like the word salaf? Let's use another word. But this is their manhaj in understanding the names of and the attributes of Allah. They affirm the attribute, they affirm the name, but they don't liken Allah to the created, nor they look for how does Allah, how the hand of Allah looks like. We don't look for, we don't try to visualize how the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks like. And guess what? If you get invaded by shaitan, shaitan attacks you and makes you think when the word yadullah, the hand of Allah is mentioned, and shaitan comes to you and he makes you think of a certain way the hand of Allah looks like, say subhanallah, Allah is above this. كُلُّ مَا دَارَ بِبَالِكَ فَاللَّهُ بِخِلَافِ ذَلِكَ. Whatever comes in your head about Allah, thought about Allah, say subhanallah, because Allah is above that. This is a very important issue, إخوة, المنهج. منهج الأسماء والصفات, because all of the Quran talks about the names and the attributes of Allah. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ is ثُلُثُ Quran, is third of the Quran? Because third of the Quran talks about Allah. Now how are you going to explain that third? How? طيب, what is my manhaj? الأسئلة في الآخر, إن شاء الله في الآخر كده عشان إيه نخلص قبل الثامنة إن شاء الله عشان العشاء إن شاء الله. What is my manhaj يا إخوة؟ منهج التفسير بالمأثور. Explanation of the Quran according to, look at this. Number one, the Quran explains the Quran. This is number one. Two, the sunnah, the hadith explains the Quran. Three, the sahabi explains the Quran. Four, the students of the companions explain the Quran. التابعين, the second best and the third best. Four, I go after the language. And you go into that sequence. The Quran explains the Quran. And I just want to tell you that this has been always the methodology. One of the companions of the Prophet, ya ikhwa, ismuhu Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. يعني تخيل, imagine one day, والحديث في البخاري, one day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, يا ابن مسعود اقرأ علي القرآن. Ibn Mas'ud recited the Quran to me. Qala ya Rasulullah, he said, O Messenger of Allah, أقرأه عليك وعليك أنزل. How I'm going to recite it to you when it was revealed to you? Qala إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. I love it to be recited to me by others. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث بتاع مسلم also, خذوا القرآن من أربع. Take the Quran, learn the Quran from four. Guess who was number one on that list? Who's number one? ابن مسعود, عبد الله ابن مسعود, معاذ ابن جبل, أبي ابن كعب, وسالم مولى أبي حذيفة. طب look at ابن مسعود, imagine in spite of his status, ابن مسعود tells you another hadith, والله by Allah لقد أخذت 70 سورة من في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I learned 70 chapters from the mouth of the Prophet ﷺ, and I know every verse, where it was revealed, when it was revealed. And if I know that there is a verse, I don't know its meaning and the circumstances in which it was revealed, I will travel to find out. طيب, look at him. There is a verse on Surah Ghafir which says that the disbelievers, والعياذ بالله, in the day of judgment, they will say this. قالوا ربنا أمتنا اثنتين وأحييتنا اثنتين فاعترفنا بذنوبنا فهل إلى خروج من سبيل. Oh Allah, you made us die twice, live twice. We confess our sins. There is a way that we can go back. So the questioner is asking Ibn Mas'ud, what are those two deaths and two lives? What did they say? Rabbana, oh Allah, you made us what? Die what? twice and look to Ibn Mas'ud. This is in Ghafir, a chapter called Ghafir towards the end of the Quran. Look, look. تفسرها آية البقرة. This verse is explained in a chapter called Al-Baqarah. Anyone knows where that ayah is? شوف. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم. الأربعهم. How are you going to disbelieve in Allah when you were dead before this life? Yeah. Where were you before this life? Where were you? هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن. You had no mention. I had no mention. So you were dead. وذاك الأصل الموت يا إخوة قبل الحياة إلا الله هو الأول ليس قبله شيء except Allah. But everything was dead before it came into existence. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا. Then what? Then you're alive now. فأحياكم. So this is one and one. What is going to happen after this life? ثم يميتكم. Then the day of judgment. ثم يحييكم. So did the Quran explain the Quran ولا لا؟ صحيح ولا لا؟ ما هو you need to understand يا إخوة معتقدنا في القرآن أنه كلام الله. القرآن كلام الله. القرآن is the speech of Allah. ولله المثل الأعلى. To Allah belongs the best example in the heavens and the earth. When someone speaks, he explains what he meant. Sometimes I would say something and later on I will explain it. So the precedence should be given to the speaker to explain what he meant. طيب بالله عليك. I'm going to ask you this question. We recite 17 times every single day in the mandatory salah. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The path of those you bestowed upon whom your ni'mah. What kind of ni'mah are we talking about here? Money, wealth is ni'mah. Health is ni'mah. Children is ni'mah. Knowledge is ni'mah. What ni'mah is meant here? What ni'mah? What? The Quran explains it. This is in chapter called An-Nisa.
وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ
أَنْعَمْ. أهل نعمة. You're asking Allah to guide you to obey Allah and His Messenger. To submit. أعظم نعمة هذه. مش بقول لك الإسلام. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي. The Quran what? Explain the Quran. طيب. Who should we go to next? Come on. Who? Who received the Quran? Who received the Quran? This is where the people, we have a sect in the Ummah called the Quraniyun. Ya Habib al Quraniyun. Are you feeling al Quraniyun? Who? The Quran was revealed to who? Don't we read that every Ramadan, hadith Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajwada an-nas. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be the most generous of all people. Wa kana ajwadu ma yakunu fi Ramadan. His generosity was increased in Ramadan. Why? Why? حينما يأتيه جبريل فيدارسه القرآن. When Jibreel would come to him, يدارسه. مش review the Quran, the memorization of the Quran. لا. The meanings of the Quran. If the Prophet ﷺ did not understand something, he would ask Jibreel about it. وهذه السنة. And this is why look to the people who compiled hadith النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, whether al-Bukhari, whether Muslim, whether al-Nasai, whether al-Tirmidhi, you name them. They always have a book in their compilations called
كتاب التفسير. The book of tafsir, where they compile the hadith that is related to what? To the ayah. والصحابة أنفسهم, the companions themselves, when they did not understand something, even though they were Arabic speaking, and that goes to the brothers who pretend that they, oh, I master the Arabic language. I'm good with the Arabic language. أنت يعني أبلغ من العرب في زمانهم. You're more eloquent with the Arabic language than the Arabs. The Arab used to read the language without the dots. أنت أبلغ منهم يعني بلاغة. The Quran يتحداهم. The Quran is challenging their eloquence in the language. You coming 1400 years later, you master the grammars of the Arabic language and the Arabic language. Now you can master the Quran. طب there are verses. أهو شوف. طب look at this verse. في سورة الأنعام. فأي الفريقين أحق بالأمن إن كنتم تعلمون. وده حديث ابن مسعود also. ابن مسعود narrated this حديث. وفي كتاب التفسير في صحيح البخاري. A question between Ibrahim and his people. Ibrahim is asking the people who worship the idols, who will receive security in the day of judgment? Look at this. Look at the answer. Allah reveals the answer. الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم. Those who believed. And look at this. There is a rule in the Arabic language that says what? النكرة في سياق النفي تفيد العموم. When you have a noun that doesn't have the definite article. What is the definite article in Arabic? Al. اللي هي ذي in English. And you place that word in a sentence where you're negating that sentence, that means everything. So when I say those who believed, and they commit zero, zero, zero injustice. No injustice will be secured in the day of judgment. طب who doesn't commit, who commits zero injustice? That when you when I smile at you and you don't smile back, that's injustice right here. You wrong me. That's injustice. فالصحابة came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, يا رسول الله, what is this? وأيُّنا لا يأتي بظلم. Who amongst us doesn't commit ظلم? He said, no. This is not the ظلم that you're talking about. This is not the injustice you're talking about. Is the injustice Luqman was telling his son, يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. My son, do not commit shirk. Indeed, shirk, polytheism is the ultimate injustice. Even though the Arabic here indicates this, so that the issue is not about Arabic language here. لا. You have to go back to the messenger. How did he understand this? Three. What if there is not a sahabi? قول الصحابي. الصحابة, they were there. This revelation came down when they were alive. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم would recite the Quran to them after he receives it from Jibreel. Now, if they did not understand the thing, what they're going to do? They're going to go back to the messenger of Allah. So they have the knowledge. وبعدين they had that تقوى. يعني one day أبو بكر الصديق was asked about the meaning of a verse in the Quran. He said, I don't know. He said, I don't know. The person said, you don't know? What is this? Imagine now if you ask somebody who pretends to be as يعني like myself يعني. And he, oh brother, this means this. ما يقدرش يقول لك I don't know. يقول أبو بكر يقول لك I don't know. You don't know. وأي أرض تقلني وأي سماء تظلني إذا قلت في كتاب الله بما لا أعلم. What earth is going to carry me? What heaven is going to shade me when I say something about the book of Allah without knowledge? ده أنت عندك المفسرين الآن, those who explain the Quran, زي النحل دلوقتي. Everybody this. Allah said, Allah said. Umar was in the pulpit. Imagine you being in the pulpit now, on the spot. فقرأ عبس.
فقال وفاكهة وأبا.
قرأ الإيه الآية وفاكهة وأبا. قال أما الفاكهة فقد عرفناها. أسفر الفاكهة ولغة الفاكهة مين؟ فما الأب يا عمر؟ إيه الأب ده؟ إيه الأب؟ وهو واقف يستند، وده أمير المؤمنين، أمير المؤمنين. So he's standing in the pulpit. He said, he looked at him and said, I don't know. وما يضرك إنك لا تعلم. What harm is going to come upon you if you say you don't know? هو يا إخوة الموضوع هكذا. الموضوع هكذا. That's three. Number four, الصحابة passed on the تفسير. أبي بن كعب started a school in مدينة. عبد الله بن عباس started a school in مكة. عبد الله بن مسعود started a school in كوفة. Where people sat in front of him and he taught them the تفسير. Then you go after the Arabic language. You have to follow that sequence. If you cross any of these, I'll give you a practical example that all of you can relate to. We have two verses in the Quran, one in Surah An-Nisa, one in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that talks about al-wudu. بسموها آية الوضوء. آيتي الوضوء. The two verses that talks about الوضوء. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين. In that verse, أو لامستم النساء. So you have to make wudu. When you do what? لامستم النساء. طب what اللمس في اللغة؟ What is the meaning of اللمس in the Arabic language? And I see a lot of Arabi sitting people in front of me. What اللمس? ما تلمسنيش. Don't touch me. Oh. Don't touch me, man. أهو. So when I touch a woman now, when I touch my wife, when I'm staying wudu, I go back and make wudu. طب بالله عليك ده ينفع؟ ما هو if you're gonna just use the Arabic language, if you're gonna pretend, oh, I went to Arabi and I'm Arabi and I, aho, Arab, aho. If you're just gonna use the Arabi, if you're gonna skip the Quran, skip the Sunnah, skip the Sahabi, skip the Tabi'i, and you jump to the Arabi, that means you're gonna tell the people now that if you make wudu and you touch your wife, then you have to go back and make wudu, and you touch her again, then you go make wudu again, and you keep doing this, inshallah, until the salah is done. طب معنا في السنة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم السنة هو الحديث هو he used to make wudu and in his way out to the salah he used to kiss his wife, not just touch, kiss his wife. طيب let's go to الصحابي. عبد الله بن عباس said اللمس هو الجماع. ولو قول ثاني الراوزل that you have the شهوة. يبقى this is very important يا إخوة. Before we go into Tabarak, فهذا منهجنا في تفسير كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى. آه من الأول كده. مش عاجبك الكلام يا عم الحاج خد بعضك وإيه بس اتعشى الأول قبل ما تمشي في عشاء في العشاء. طيب كده خلصنا الأولانيين جاهزين للتانيين. والله يا إخوة سورة الملك دي عجيبة والله العظيم. ممكن أشرب بس شوية قهوة؟ ماشي بارك الله فيك. بسم الله. طيب طبعا one of the things that a lot of unfortunately you will find it in the books of tafsir something called فضائل الصور the virtues of the chapter. يقول لك the virtue of Yasin, اقرأ Yasin 7 times a day, somehow you're going to fly up there and come down. وتلاقي ايه؟ And the people who fabricate these ahadith, they tell you, brother, we just want to be, get people more interested في كتاب الله, we want to attract the people to the Quran. يا سلام! So you have to be attracted to the book of Allah, you fabricate some ahadith. A lot of these ahadith, this is a warning, ikhwa. A lot of these ahadith, you have to check its authenticity. But before I go there, there was one last question I wanted to ask you regarding, you know, that methodology of tafsir. But billahi alik, be honest with me.
Be honest with me. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to answer the first thing that springs out of your mind. Name one book of tafsir you know. Come on, go, tell me. What? Ibn Kathir. Ibn Kathir. Subhanallah. Oh, by the way, if you look at the work of Ibn Kathir, وَأَخْذُوا مِنْ بِنِ جَرِيَ الطَّبْرِ كُلُّ مِنْ بِنِ جَرِيَ الطَّبْرِ All of it's from بِنِ جَرِيَ الطَّبْرِ But subhanallah, وَإِذَاكِ بِنِ جَرِيَ الطَّبْرِ يَأَخْوَ هُوَ يعني if I may use that word, master, إمام المفسرين حقيقة يعني A lot of the people took their work from there. But subhanallah, Allah placed the acceptance of Ibn Kathir in the hearts of Muslims. Why? Go tonight and bring one verse and see how he explains it. He would list the verse, then he will bring the verse from the Quran, then the hadith, then the sahabi, then the tabi'i, and then at the end he would say what? Da qawl al-faqir lillah. هذا شوف سبحان الله رب العالمين وضع القبول في عمله بالرغم ان يعني الله placed the acceptance of his work in the hearts of Muslims. سورة تبارك we go back to forward now. There are a hadith that talks about its virtue and it's authentic. يعني one of the few surahs where we have a hadith that addressed its virtue. I'm going to quote two hadith for you. The first one, أخرجه أبو داود والترمذي وحسن الترمذي والشيخ الألباني حسنه. حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إن سورة من القرآن, a chapter from the Quran, 30 آية 30 verses شفعت لرجل حتى غفر الله له It interceded in behalf of a man on the day of judgment until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven his sins. Another wording with الحاكم في المستدرك شفعت لرجل interceded on behalf of a man فأخرجته من النار took him out of hell وأدخلته الجنة and admitted him into جنة then the prophet say وهي سورة تبارك الذي بيده الملك فحديث صحيح the two hadith are authentic but if you think about this this really doesn't give any speciality to تبارك فين الخصوصية بتاع التبارك لأن كل القرآن all the Quran يشفع ولا لا عندنا حديث صحيح الإمام مسلم اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي شفيعا لأصحابه يوم القيامة recite anything from the Quran it will intercede on your behalf on the day of judgment وحديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما في مسند أحمد وفي مستدرك الحاكم الصيام fasting والقرآن and the Quran يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة it will intercede on behalf of the slave of Allah in the day of judgment يقول الصوم يقول الصيام the fasting will say أي رب my Lord منعته الطعام والشراب والشهوة بالنهار I deprived him from eating and drinking and having fulfilling his sexual intercourse during the daytime فشفعني فيه Allow me to intercede on his behalf. ويقول القرآن The Quran will say, أي رب, my Lord, منعته النوم بالليل. He used to stand in tahajjud at night reciting the Quran. فشفعان. فيشفعان. The point I'm trying to make that this doesn't give تبارك any what? Any significance, يعني. Any uniqueness. خصوصية لها. Here is the خصوصية right here. عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنهما والحديث يا إخوة أخرجه الطبراني في الكبير وفي مصنف عبد الرزاق يؤتى الرجل في قبره يوم القيامة يؤتى الرجل في قبره ما فيش يوم القيامة هنا The angels will come to someone in his grave, approaching him from his feet. فَيُؤْتَى مِنْ قِبَلِ رِجْلَيْهِ فَتَقُولُ رِجْلَهِ. His two feet will say, you cannot approach him from my side. لَيْسَ مِنْ قِبَلِي لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ سَبِيلٌ. You're not going to come to him from my side. إِنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُومُ عَلَيَّ يَقْرَأُ تَبَارَك. He used to stand reciting Tabarak. The feet are speaking. Then the angels, ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى مِنْ قِبَلِ صَدْرِهِ أَوْ بَطْنِهِ. You know, when a person laying in the ground, in the grave, he lays what on his what? His right. So the two angels will approach him from his chest. Then his chest will say, لَيْسَ لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ قِبَلِي سَبِيلٍ. You cannot approach him from my side. This chest was a container that memorized Surah Tabarak. إِنَّهُ حَفِظَ فِيَا Surah Tabarak. So this is an evidence. You pray tahajjud with it, or you pray salah with it. This is an evidence that you memorize it. Look at the third one. If you don't have the two. ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى مِنْ قِبَلِ رَأْسِهِ. Then the two angels will approach him from his head side. Then his mouth will say, he used to recite Tabarak with me. شوف ابن مسعود say, وَكُنَّا نُسَمِّي هَذِهِ الصُّورَةِ عَلَىٰ عَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ الْمَانِعَةُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. We used to call that chapter during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that chapter will, which will protect you from the punishment in the grave. Yeah, but this is the speciality. One of the means to be protected from the punishment in the grave is Surah Tabarak. من المنجيات من عذاب القبر. Subhanallah. ورد إخوة في سنن الترمذي حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقرأ بها كل ليلة قبل نومه. He used to recite it before he would go to sleep every night. But the hadith states also that he used to recite Alif Lam Mim تنزيل الكتاب اللي هي السجدة. So السجدة وتبارك before he goes to sleep. So we come to a conclusion, one of the particulars of Tabarak, that it will save you from what? عذاب القبر. Now comes in the question. What is the relevance? What is the relationship between Tabarak and عذاب القبر? When we talk about the grave, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, look at this. There is dhulmatul qabr. There is dhammatul qabr. There is fitnatul qabr. There is adhabul qabr. Four. Dhulmatul qabr. The darkness in the grave. The graves are what? Dark. There was a woman during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Her name is Umm Mihjan. المرأة السوداء التي كانت تقوم المسجد. She passed away at night. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asleep. والحديث في البخاري. الصحابة did not woke the messenger up. They said let him sleep. And they buried her. In the morning he's asking where she see? Where is she? Ya Rasulullah matat fadafannah. Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم got upset. He went and he prayed janaza on her grave. And he said to his companions, "Inna salati hadhihi, inna hadhihi al-qubur mamlu'atan mamlu'a dhulma 'ala ashabiha wa salati 'alayhim wa salati tuniruha lahum." These graves are completely dark, and my salah illuminates it. Salatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the dua that we make for the deceased is what? اللهم أنزل على قبره النور. Allah illuminate the grave of that person. So هذه ظلمة القبر. Two, ضمة القبر. في مسند أحمد and others, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions buried a companion whose name is Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, then he commented, Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, saying, he was squeezed, a squeeze, لقد ضم ضمة. Earth squeezed him. وفي لفظ, if there was someone to be saved from the ضمت القبر, from the squeezing in the grave, would have been Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. You know when Sa'd ibn Mu'adh was died, يا إخوة, the throne of Allah shaked. اهتز لموته عرش الرحمن. Imagine the throne of Allah shaked. فتحت له أبواب السماء. His funeral was attended by 70,000 angels. In spite of this, he was what? Squeezed. Rasulullah ﷺ is telling you that everyone is going to be squeezed. وفي حديث أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عن جنازة صبي من المدينة, a funeral of a boy who died before the age of puberty. And we know our معتقد regarding the Muslim children who die before the age of puberty that they are okay and restricted. بإطلاق لا تعين. Don't say this boy. In spite of this, Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if someone was to be saved from the squeeze of the grave, would have been this boy, but he was squeezed. So each one of us will be squeezed. But subhanallah, the believer is going to be squeezed and released. But the others are going to be squeezed, squeezed, squeezed. Think about it. Earth is truly your mother. That's really your mother. And wallahi, when we die, let's say that the whole world loves you. I want to ask you an honest question and give me an honest answer. After you die, can they keep your body? Keep it, يعني. For memory, يعني. Keep your crop. To my knowledge, the only one who, the longest guy who was kept, of course, beside the people who mummify themselves, like al-Fara'ina, but the only one who was kept in our recent days was Michael Jackson. 35 days, Michael Jackson. The singer. And then he was buried. The only place which will accept you is who? Your mother. وذلك في حديث سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تمسحوا بالأرض فإنها بكم برة. Feel earth. It will be good to you one day. يا إخوة, we have a story of a man, a Christian man, accepted Islam, and he was very good with writing. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used him as one of the scribes of the revelation. He used to write the revelation, al-wahy. Subhanallah, Tad. He left Islam and he joined his Christian community again. And he went there and he said to them, by the way, I am the one who used to write the Quran for Muhammad. He didn't know anything. I used to write it for him. When he died, they buried him. The following day, they found that earth kicked his body out. His mother didn't like him. Get out of here, you liar. So the people came in there. من فعل هذا? Who did this? أصحاب محمد. This must be the companions of Muhammad who did this. They dug deeper and deeper. The following day, they found his body in the surface of earth. Surface. Here you go. سطح الأرض, يعني. 3 days in a row. At the end, they left him.
animals eat his body. يعني it's good that your mother is gonna what? Is gonna give you a hug. I miss you, huh? But if you're a believer, it will what? Quick hug, easy going, release. But the kafir, the munafiq, he will to be that his ribs are gonna be replaced, squeezed. فدي إيه؟ ضمة القبر. There is something called فتنة القبر. What is فتنة القبر؟ The فتنة in the grave. The questioning by the two angels. You get to ask three questions. Do you know these three questions? What's question number one? Who's your Lord? من ربك؟ Two. وما دينك؟ Number three. وما النبي؟ Why it's called فتنة يا إخوة؟ Why؟ تفضل. Don't think that those two angels gonna come. Oh, Muhammad, wake up, حبيبي. Who's your Lord? لا. They are there to intimidate you. They are there to confuse you. Who's your Lord? Speak. Who's your Lord? Who's your Lord? Really? Who's your Lord? Are you sure about this? Are you sure? What do you need? A first grader can answer these three questions, by the way. If you ask a kindergarten student in the kindergarten, our kids in El Minhal, they answer these questions. But who will really answer? The questions are simple. It's just a matter of being granted what is known to be tathbeet, that Allah would make you firm. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fi hadith adab al-qabr, al-mashhur hadith al-Bara ibn Azib, when he actually came across the questioning of the two angels with the deceased in the grave, he recited the verse in Surah Ibrahim, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Allah would grant steadfastness to those who believed and acted upon their iman in this dunya. We go back to the question here, because عذاب القبر, نعيم القبر, is a result of the fitna. We read in Hadith al-Bara ibn Azib that when the person says, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah, Dini al-Islam, my religion is al-Islam, wa nabiyu huwa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a caller will call, will say, Sadaq, he spoke the truth. Albisuhu min al-Jannah, shroud him from Jannah. افرشوا له من الجنة furnish his grave from الجنة وسعوا له في قبره مد بصري expand his grave as far as his eyesight reaches وافتحوا له بابا إلى الجنة open for him a gate to Jannah يأتيه من ريحها وروحها that the provision he begins receiving ذاك اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة a meadow from the meadows of Jannah. طب the other one, who's your Lord? I don't know. I heard the people saying this. طب دينك. كذب. He lied. أفرشوا ألبسوه من النار. Clothe him from fire. أفرشوا له من النار. Furnish his grave from fire. ضيقوا في قبره. His grave will be squeezed. And a gate to hell is open. والعياذ بالله. We go back to the question because we only have 5 minutes here. What is the relevance between عذاب القبر فتنة القبر أن سورة الملك يا إخوة our religion is not that mystic stuff that
there must be something so special in Surah Al-Mulk that can help you and me answer these questions. Madar, the essence of these three questions is Tawheed. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Al-Kalima. When the scholars talk about Tawheed, they say Tawheed qisman, ilmi, khabari, amali. شوف, the deen, ya ikhwa, the deen of Allah is two main parts. Al-ilmu billah wal-amalu lillah. هو الإسلام كده. You know who you worship and you learn how to worship him. You don't make up your own stuff. هذا هو الدين. بس المدخل العلم بالله اللي هو التوحيد, the knowledge of Allah, who Allah is. They tell you التوحيد العلم الخبري, which really means توحيد الربوبية والأسماء والصفات, but mainly توحيد الربوبية. توحيد الربوبية, which is the first question, who is your Lord? That's توحيد الربوبية. Who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? What is الربوبية? مدار الربوبية. الربوبية goes around these three attributes. الخلق. What chapter are we dealing with? الملك. التدبير. That Allah created, He owns. Muslims now are acting like Donald Trump became the president of the United States of America without Allah. His يعني Donald Trump خلاص run out of the ملك الله يعني. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء. He owns الملك. Three, he takes care of it. So he creates, he owns, he provides. اللي هو الرزق, الأحياء والإماتة, النفع والضرر. Multiple things can come under التدبير. That's why we call he is the nourisher. الخلق. Look at this chapter. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. What is the next verse? الذي what? خلق الموت والحياة. Everything beside Allah is created. Every single thing. This is why the people who worship others beside Allah, you can tell them one simple statement. Stop worshiping the created and join us in the worship of the Creator. Just tell them that simple statement. Isa is created. The cow is created. Einstein is created. Darwin is created. The nature is created. Tabi'ah is created. Everything is created. كل ما عدا الله مخلوق. Some of the people will come and say, but we create too. Sahih? One of the atheists, and this really happened, he came to his Muslim students and he said, guys, you claim that Allah is the only creator, I can create too. He went home and he brought a jar and he put pieces of meat inside it and some feces of animals and mixed it with it. He shut the jar for 3 days and he came back, opened the jar, worms, filled with worms. I created these worms for you. So one of the smart Muslim students asked him this question, how many worms are there? How many of them are males and how many of them are females? Like, شوف, ألا يعلم من خلق.
If you take the subject of al-khalq with al-qadr, maratib al-qadr, the stages of al-qadr, what? Al-ilm, al-kitab, the knowledge that Allah knew, He wrote, He willed, He created. So al-khalq is the last stage of al-qadr. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. فَرَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, He knows. وبعدين his knowledge is what? يعني I tell you something. When you go and buy a car, Toyota, let's promote Toyota tonight, or Honda, what they give you with the car? Manual. Manual to take care of what? طب, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed our manual before He created us. That manual normally is designed after what? After they take the car and test it, crash it. شوف, الرحمن did what? علم القرآن, then what? Can you design the curriculum, the manual, before you make the product? طب بالله عليك, don't we hear sometimes Toyota doing something called recall? You know what recall means? There is a defect in one of the pieces. Have you ever heard Allah recalling the sun? وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Because when I fix the sun, because something wanted. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي. خلق الملك التدبير. In closing, and inshallah, there will be part two of this tomorrow. Hopefully you can join. We're really going to go in depth into the chapters. What time tomorrow, Muhammad? After Isha, 8 o'clock, inshallah, we're going to make it half hour. We're going to go into the depth of this. I'm just going to give you a taste of this. What is the relevance between the fitna in the grave and Surah Al-Mulk? Surah Al-Mulk talks about the manifestation of Ar-Rububiyyah. All what you have is from Allah. Now you should worship Allah. Because ya ikhwa rububiyyah, you knowing Allah is the Lord is not an objective in itself. The kuffar never denied this. If you say Allah is the creator, Allah is the king, Allah is the owner, Allah is the nourisher, they Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, مش عارف مين, ولا إن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض لا يقولون الله. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they're going to say Allah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ الكفار. بس memorize this line. Memorize this line. لا تنسى هذا توحيد الربوبية يستوجب توحيد الألوهية. The Lordship takes you to the worship. I'm going to convey this to you in one simple statement, because my 5 minutes are up, the allowance is over. How do you translate in English La ilaha illallah, and in Arabic how you translate it? What do you say? There is no deity what? Worthy. A lot of Muslims, when you ask them, how do you say La ilaha illallah in English? He's going to tell you what? There is no God but Allah. I tell you, you're lying. There are other gods. Not according to me, but there are other gods that are being worshipped. There are people who worship Jesus. Listen, I'm not saying that this is true. But what you should say, what? There is no deity worthy. Worthy. اللي هو إيه؟ لا معبود بحق إلا الله. That's when I ask you, what is the meaning of La ilaha illa in Arabic? You tell me, La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. No one deserves your worship, your submission, your ibadah except who? Why? Here is the question, why? Why?
We just said it. Why? Because who are Rabb? He's the one who created you. He owns you. Shuf, Ibrahim, when he was debating with the people, when he broke the idol, Surah Al-Shu'ara. قال أفرأيتم ما كنتم تعبدون أنتم وآباؤكم الأقدمون. Do you know these idols you and your ancestors are worshipping? البراء هو البراء. Nobody talks about البراء these days. فإنهم عدو لي. They are my enemies. اللي هي لا إله. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ. ما هو لا إله negation. That's why you can't go to the Christian and the Jews. Oh, you're good. Your God is good. And my God is good. And we're all, let's have a party. We're all going to Jannah. Wonderful. يا سلام. والله. The لا إله إلا الله. You must. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. Whoever disbelieves in the طاغوت worships Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ. لَا إِلَهَ first. Then what? إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شوف إبراهيم is saying what? فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Who's your Lord, Ibrahim? Who's your Lord? Look at this. Look how Ibrahim. الذي خلقني فهو يهدين. The one who created me and guides me. والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين. And the one who gives me water and food. وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين. And when I get sick, he cures me. كل ده ربوبية. All of this ربوبية. والذي يميتني ثم يحين. And the one who gives me the life and he will cause me to that. والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئة. And the day of resurrection I'm hoping he will forgive my sins. شوف right away he came up with the worship, with the عبودية. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says في حديث النعمان بن بشير, الدعاء هو العبادة. Dua is the essence of the ibadah. Look immediately. What did he say next? What did he say? رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ وَاغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Dua. Ibadah. So rububiyya led to what? So in closing, brothers and sisters in Islam, tomorrow inshallah we'll go into some of these details. But in closing, Surah Al-Mulk, the relevance between it and Fitnatul Qabr, Adab Al-Qabr, Surah Al-Mulk provides a rububiyyah for you. From A to Z. خلق الموت والحياة. خلق الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباق. Let me ask you. What is the one thing that gives life in this world? What? The source of life. What? Water. Shuf. Look at the last question in the chapter. What is the last question in the chapter? في الحفاظ. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماءكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. If you run out of water, who's going to give you water? كل هذا. Don't forget there is dinner. And tomorrow, inshallah, we will go into this. بإذن الله تعالى. جزاكم الله خيرا for your patience. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين.